Imagine a place where one person finds the car of your dreams and handles the entire process. VIP Motor Cars sales and concierge services tailored exclusively to you, no matter what you drive. VIPMotorCars.net.
That's possible. Now, the big fella Nate News.
It's monster time here on the Michael Irvin Show. The big fella joins us this hour, brought to you by Man's Best Friend. Hey, Jerry's going to ride all the way with Wade. He's made it official again for the second straight week. Coach in waiting, Jason Garrett. Is that working? We will discuss Deshard Choice. Does he get the respect that he deserves? And the Red River rivalry. We've got family in that game. We'll talk about that, too. The big fella, Nate Newton, Nathaniel Jr., joins us here on the Michael Irvin Show this hour. Nathaniel, how are you?
I'm doing good. So, Kevin, I got a song for you. Could you just listen to a few songs?
That's my kind of music.
You know what, Kev? I was listening to you and Mike earlier about this Wade Phillips deal, and why would you? Your team has been struggling a little bit. They have not been at their best, but they're trying to put in. They're trying to work in new guys. They're trying to find themselves, which I think they should. It should have been two games earlier. They should have found themselves, but due to injuries, due to lack of whatever, these guys haven't found themselves. But why would you fire a coach? When you fire a coach, let me tell you, number one, what you do. You send a bad message to your players that you've given up on the season. Number two, you send a message to your fans that, hey, we've given up on the season. Please support us.
Totally incorrect.
Please support us. In another 2 years, we will be back where we need to be. Don't do that. Jerry has made the right business move and the right thing for his team. And like Mike said yesterday, do what's right for the football team first, then it will take care of everything else, the fans, the front office, and everybody. So by Jerry solidifying himself with the coach at this time, he did the right thing. Michael Irvin, am I correct? Am I wrong?
Absolutely correct. Nate, you know what,
so
Nate?
So tired of you two throwing it together on this thing.
Nate, there's so much brilliance come out of you.
Nate, you just joined the show to agree with Mike.
No, the man has good truth in there.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why he's wrong. Nate, you're wrong about everything you said there was wrong next on the Michael Irvin Show. Boy, I just love that music. Is that Patsy Cline?
Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette. Patsy Cline did that originally. Patsy died in a plane crash about 50 years ago.
And you know, and that's the great thing about Wade. That's the great thing about
Jerry's doing.
Jerry. Yes, that's a great thing. Kev, and you know, the more I listen to you and Mike, and I'm saying in my mind, Mike, I have something for you, a little bit of advice.
What's that, buddy?
Sometime before you, when you were preparing for the shoot, you and Kevin 2 hours earlier, right before y'all go on air, you should go over in a corner like 15 minutes before the show. Don't speak to Kevin and collect yourself and put yourself back into the football frame of mind, because dealing with Kevin, he will try to throw you off and carry you off into a distant land that you don't deserve to be in, okay?
I appreciate that, big fella.
What is that, Nate? What was that?
I'm just saying, Kevin.
I didn't even say
you
Michael
know
Irvin
better
yet, and you're blasting me.
You
huh?
know better than to think if you can't put your team in disarray at this point in time,
Nate,
in the season.
This team is in disarray, Nate.
No, it isn't. It
penalties.
Is. Let me
they almost
let
lost
me give
the
you
worst
one.
Team
let me give
league.
You one reason. Let me give you one. We going into a bye week. They won the game, however ugly it was. They're going to a bye week, Kevin. You get Roy Williams back. You get Felix Jones back. You get a more healthier Marion Barber. You found a guy that can play two or three positions at wide receiver. You get Patrick Creighton in his true self for as being a slot receiver. Now, and your quarterback has found himself, regardless how ugly or how far that Kansas City's down in the power rankings, it doesn't matter at this point. We can come back off of this break, off of this two or three day vacation, Michael, and we can be just full of ourselves, excited, pumped up. We can be what, 53 stallions running around pawing the earth ready to get at Atlanta.
Nate,
right. I'm
Nate,
just telling you, man.
Let me tell you something,
Nate. And Nate makes a good point, Nate. Though, Kev, from this standpoint. We keep talking about how well they did not play against Kansas City but still won, instead of focusing on how well they did play against New York, even though they barely lost.
Going back to week two. Yeah, they won. They accidentally beat Kansas City because Miles Austin accidentally was on the field.
Yeah, the issue,
and Nate, well, excuse
the
me
issue
one second.
Is
Nate,
not that the
yes, sir, Kevin.
Play.
If calories were brain cells, you'd be a genius.
You know what? They do. If you work the right way and you exercise the right way, you can turn those into brain cells, Kevin.
Now, Nate,
and therefore, I'm almost 400 pounds of genius, baby. And I had somebody told me to tell you during the last break that we would not jump on you, me and Michael, if you would just stop and think and say the correct things that
I'm
you know are
to.
Right.
Stop and think and speak.
I'm about to rebut that nonsense you threw at us in the first segment here, Nate. You ready?
I killed you.
Here comes a rebut.
Okay.
Here comes a rebut. In the form of a question.
Yes, sir.
What does Wade Phillips have in common with the Cowboys of the last 12 years?
No playoff games.
Neither has ever won a playoff
right.
game.
Mm.
That's right. What does that say to you?
That says that
somehow this is going to change?
Kevin, but what I know will not change if we go out and get a new coach. And then
you, wait a minute. Now, that's the other thing you said, Nate. What you said was, you had your time, Nate.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Let me have a little time myself.
Why y'all don't mention this man took this team to a 13-3 season?
Yeah.
It's better than Bill Parcells
ago.
Ever took.
Yippee. Bill Parcells won a couple of Super Bowls, but he got run out of town, too. All right.
Well, Kevin, I'll tell you what. I look at it your way. And
You said
yes, sir.
Firing Wade would be giving up on the season.
Makes yes, it would.
I say keeping Wade is giving up on the season. If this guy loses two more games, the season is shot. With what's coming up in December on their schedule, and you're going to take that chance after you get the example you got in Kansas City a week ago. And you've got your head in the sand, Nate. That
no,
big old
I,
head of
I
yours.
Don't.
You
I
got
don't,
it dug
Kevin.
Right down in the
I,
sand,
I
pretending things are going to change, and they're not going to change.
Well, Kevin, I'll spin it your way if you want me to. I got the capability to do that. Now, Michael, tell me how you like this.
You,
go
Nate,
ahead
you
on.
Simply
take the
this
stage,
right here,
Nate. Just let us reinforce it.
If we wait until the end of the season, like we should have did before we made a move with Roy Williams. And just getting him in the middle of the season and waited, we would have had better opportunities to get better coaches at the end of the season because Gruden, Cowher, all of these guys will be free then. They will be not doing TV. So you want to give yourself a shot. Even Hogan has a radio show up in Seattle, so you have to wait, be patient, and let Wade work these guys through that and see could he turn this around, Kevin. Kevin,
that's
it took you a
what
year.
What do you want to throw?
It took
away
you a year.
For?
It took you 2 years before you became a Cowboy fan and let go the Yank. I mean the Jets. And
I've
now
always been
we're going
Cowboy
to work
fan.
You
don't,
through.
Don't throw those cheap shots. And who's Ogren anyway?
Hogram, Mike Hogram.
Hogram?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know him.
Okay, I don't know him either. But he used to be Hogram, and he used to be the coach of the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers, and everybody who out there understand this Southern. Twang with a little bit of Texas. Know what I'm talking about.
Don't let Kevin
now,
go.
Now, Kevin can't bother
that,
me because
he's beating him down, he goes, to
he's
that.
Not beating me down.
You know, he tries to play on that.
You guys are living in a fool's paradise. The man's never won a playoff game. The team's going in a crapper. They barely beat the next to last worst team in the whole league. And you guys are saying what? They're going to come out and steamroll Atlanta? They're going to steamroll the Seahawks, the former team from Coach Ogram?
You guys, check this out.
Mike Ogram. Mike Holmgren, okay?
Right. Nobody said anything about steamrolling,
thank
but
you,
we
Mike.
Did say this team is not in disarray. This team
it's not.
Is not sharp. I will give you that. This team is not playing sharp.
Who's the number one wide receiver on this team?
Roy Williams.
What? Roy Williams is number one
come
by anointing.
On. Get that.
By who, anointing.
Who's the number one running back on this team?
Marion Bob.
Come on. Old Peg Leg? Peg Leg's not the number one running back.
You can call him what you want. one thing the guy has shown is guts and grits, and he is doing it.
Yeah, he can. And you know, number one in hopping.
Kevin, understand this right here. That if you would take your time, as our parents have all told us when we were young, take your time, son. Think. Formulate your opinion and then speak. Just don't fly off the cuff. Okay?
Right.
That is a huge.
Huge.
So huge advice for you, Kevin. Okay?
It really is.
I know. That's what Coach Holmgren does all the time.
Yeah, Coach Holmgren. Mike Holmgren, all right?